Hey everyone, it's Tuesday, May 2nd. My name's Will. I'm going to run through today's morning brief, starting with a look at performance from the major areas that we follow yesterday. Right here in this custom column, we have yesterday's performance. US dollar gained about 50 basis points. Still no material change to that chart, still in the downtrend. Russell 2000 eked out about a 1 basis point gain. Everything else was negative. S&P 500 down about 4 basis points, so a whole lot of nothing on the headline level. TLT down over 3%, and then crude down about 1.4%. Some charts that did jump out to me yesterday, though, beginning with the S&P 500, you did get a break at 4180. So this is the default chart for the S&P 500. That means we cleared 4180 on an intraday basis. That was enough to give you a third consecutive buy signal and match the February 2023 chart high. Pivotal point, I would say 4200 would be a constructive break for the S&P 500 here. That would put it within striking distance of the August 2022 highs at 4320, call it 4300, which is likely going to be an important battleground if and when we get there. Similar move for the Dow. We also got a double top breakout yesterday at 34,200. That gave you a second consecutive buy signal, also matching the February 2023 chart highs. In the case of the Dow, you're still below your December highs, which were at 34,600, and then you have your April highs up at 35,400. So plenty of resistance ahead, but for the short term, just kind of one step at a time, one hurdle at a time, if you will. 34,400, keep an eye on that. That'd be a spread quadruple top break for the jargon, but that would be a constructive technical picture because we'd be moving above those February 2023 highs. The ag reversed down yesterday, form a massive level of support. I don't even know what you call this now in technicality, at 98.75, setting up for 98.50. That would be a pretty big break of support and also put the ag back into a negative trend. Think of this as it relates to interest rates, of course, the iShares US Core Bond ETF. So rates start ticking up, this fund is going to be hurt. Rates fall, this fund is going to be a beneficiary of that. So really keep an eye on this 98.75 level, along with interest rates, of course, TNX. This reversed up yesterday to challenge this bearish resistance line again. You've seen it form this big area of resistance, but also some higher bottoms right here. So it looks like we're in some type of make or break scenario. 36.5 or 3.65% would be quadruple top breakout, back to a buy signal, back in a positive trend. That'd be rates moving higher, which would be a headwind for bonds. On the downside, if we fail to break out here and we reverse, give another sell signal, and especially break down at 3.3, that would be indicative of the negative trend in interest rates continuing, which could be a tailwind for bond prices, which would be a tailwind for bond prices, and maybe some growth camps as well. I did want to mention our report yesterday. This was in the Were You Aware section. So when you log into the system, it's going to look like this. If you're elsewhere, like watch the morning update video, like I hope you are, it's under research morning update video. But if you go daily equity and market analysis, it's going to bring up our report from last night. Just want to highlight the Were You Aware section. We're talking about seasonality as we begin May. There's the saying, sell in May and go away. While there is certainly some credit to that over a 50-year, 75-year plus horizon, looking at the S&P 500 in particular, May, based off the averages, is about the fourth worst month of the year. But if you look at the hit rate, and what I mean by that is what percent of Mays are actually positive, it's not as low as the averages might lead you to believe. Specifically, the past 10 years, as I've highlighted here, have been positive 9 out of 10 times. So 9 of the past 10 Mays have produced a positive return. 6 have been more than 1%. Shout out to Ryan Dietrich. He kind of put a post that inspired us to take a look at this yesterday. But you've seen these run in Mays before where it's positive. It's possible to see a run of Mays that are positive. Maybe this is spurious. Maybe there's not much to say here, but I know some technicians really weigh seasonality heavily. So I wanted to mention that this morning as we begin the month of May. For some additional information on seasonality, check out our feature. Yesterday, we talked about the Dow seasonally strong, seasonally weak period, and we'll be doing that throughout the rest of our reports this week. We put this chart on Twitter. This is Donaher, however you want to say it, moving to an RS sell signal for the first time in its chart history. So maybe for some of you, this is like a whatever type of chart for us and for people that have been following us a long time. This could be interesting. This was the longest running relative strength buy signal in our system. So what we mean by that is relative strength charts, X's, prices are rising, O's, prices are falling. You've seen Danaher versus the S&P 500. So versus its benchmark, be an outperformer on that long-term signal for its entire history. And that goes back to the 90s. So if you check out the chart in our system, here's the ticker DHR. This is just the trend chart, but if you look at their relative strength chart, so Danaher versus the S&P 500, there's that RSL signal. You can see it never gave an RSL signal since the early 90s when it started trading. The stock now with the longest RS buy signal in our system is IDEX Corporation, ticker IEX, returned to an RS buy signal in May of 2000 and has not looked back since. So pretty important development within the past week for the long-term RS signals on our platform. As I conclude today, just want to highlight some big things are on the horizon later this week. A lot of the indices are in some pretty pivotal positions, as I highlighted, such as resistance, support for treasuries, excuse me, support for bonds, resistance for treasuries. So Fed meeting tomorrow, likely to see some market move on a reaction or some commentary on what they have to say. You got Apple on Thursday, so the lone wolf of the mega cap still to report. Then you're going to get April jobs on Friday. You also have Pfizer, AMD, and Starbucks later this week. So plenty of potential for action. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning to provide my thoughts.